Let's bring in Step Vassen, who's live for us in Amsterdam. Hello there, Step. You've been tracking reaction of this announcement from EU countries. How are they responding to what Putin's had to say?
Well, I would say the response is a mix between some concern but also defiance here in the European capitals. This address by Putin was already highly anticipated, and I don't think there was much of a surprise here. The boldest response so far, I have to say, is coming from the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, who has said that it is a sign of panic from the side of Vladimir Putin that he has to announce this mobilization. And he also said that the nuclear threat coming from the Russian president leaves him cold, and he actually said it leaves him Siberian cold, and that's a saying here in Dutch that he is using. But he also says we shouldn't be retracting. We have to still support Ukraine because a lot of things are still moving. But a little bit more concern coming from the German capital. Robert Habeck, the vice chancellor, said that this is a sign of further escalation by Russia, and also it's a wrong step. And he says this definitely needs a political response as well. And this is going to be interesting. What will the EU going to do? What will be their further steps? They have already, of course, implemented very significant sanctions. So what is left there to do? So that's something that we need to look out for in the next hours or so. And then also the Czech Prime Minister has responded. He also said this is a sign that Russia is the sole aggressor. So these are the responses so far. I have to say it's not a huge response. And also this nuclear threat, I saw a much more concern, for example, last February when the war started, when the invasion started. There was real concern among people here in Europe about this nuclear threat, the possible nuclear war. It has died down since the war developed. Maybe it's now a moment that it comes back, this fear, but this it has no science whatsoever at the moment here in Amsterdam, for example.
Step, thank you very much for those insights. Step Vassen, live for us in Amsterdam. Let's cross to London now, where Sonia Gallego is standing by for us. Sonia, this marks yet another challenge for the new Prime Minister. What's been the reaction in the UK to Putin's mobilisation of troops?
Well, Emily, as to be expected, as the UK has put itself forward as one of Ukraine's biggest cheerleaders, as it were, a continuation from the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson's very public show of support for Ukraine, is that certainly the Defence Minister has said in a statement today that it is, in effect, an admission that the invasion, his invasion, Vladimir Putin's, is failing, and they're focusing on the fact that it is this admission that is forcing Putin to, in effect, undermine his own message, that this is a special operation, that it's not having any effect on Russia. But certainly this is very much top of the agenda for the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Liz Truss, who was Foreign Minister, of course, helped in her role at the time to secure more military equipment for Ukraine as well. There was a $2.8 billion package that was secured for Ukraine in the fight against Russia, as well as a promise to train up to 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers or military personnel over the course of 3 months at a British base. But yes, of course, this is very much a very important part of Liz Truss's agenda, as it were. Yes, there are other issues going on in the UK, but of course the war that is in Ukraine is, of course, underlining these issues as well, with the energy crisis, cost of living crisis as well, the costs that having ramifications in the UK as well. So to tackle this and to be seen to be a strong force in a post-Brexit country is really very important for the Prime Minister to project that the UK is firmly on the side of Ukraine, and any show of weakness that is being put out by Putin really has to be countered. And the military intelligence is also saying that this is really going to be an undermining of his own message to his own people. And I think that's where they're going to be concentrating on right now, that in a sense, Putin, what he is doing here is admitting a failure in his own war.
Sonia, thanks for breaking it all down for us. Sonia Gallego, live for us in London. Thank you. Those getting the call up are expected to have military experience. At the beginning of the year, Russia had about 900,000 active troops. But last month, President Putin ordered that number to be increased to 1.15 million. Analysts say 190,000 troops took part in Moscow's initial invasion, including Russian-backed militias and security forces already in Donbass in eastern Ukraine. The defence minister has said about 6,000 soldiers have died so far. US officials, though, put that figure much higher, at between 60 and 80,000. Let's bring in Pavel Felgenhauer, who is a defence and military analyst and joins us via Skype from Moscow. Pavel, thanks so much for being on this news hour. In some areas of the occupied regions of Ukraine, has about a 3-to-1 manpower advantage. Is 300,000 troops enough to help Moscow recoup some of the losses on the ground in Ukraine?
Well, it might be more further on. This is most likely the initial number, but that's as much as the Russian military can actually integrate, arm and train and equip in the coming months. And this will not really have much of an effect before winter, when the winter campaign begins somewhere December, New Year, because right now the summer campaign is basically over. The autumn rains have come. They'll turn the terrain into a sea of mud. That's traditional rasputitsa in Russian, which means that maneuverable warfare becomes very tricky, though, of course, both sides would be showing each other and continuing to do that. So there will be a pause on the ground, and that will give Russia time to gather reserves for the winter, when the frost comes and the dirt turns into concrete and you can move through fields and dirt roads again with tanks and other equipment. So that's when the real big fight is going to be and where these reserves are really intended to be used.
So, Pavel, you're saying that the time frame that we can expect these 300,000 troops to hit the ground is likely to be winter then. So has this been in the works for some time, do you think, or will these troops need training and the like?
Well, there was. It's clear that the Russian operation is in crisis. They have serious problems with equipment and with reserves. So yes, they would needed to make some kind of either change their strategy. So they changed their strategy to follow on and come in stronger when the winter campaign begins, and they're most likely hoping that that could bring a decisive a change on the battlefield, but we'll, of course, have to see when that really happens, how effective this mobilization is going to be. There will be problems with equipping these soldiers and new soldiers and actually to find good tactical commanders for them.
Well, we appreciate your insights, as always. Pavel Felgenhauer, a defence and military analyst from Moscow. Thank you.